Welcome to the Fig Show.
I think I'm just going to intro it. I'm not even going to intro. We're just going to start talking because I'll probably release this episode like as a bonus because it's just a fun one. I like this. This is a fun topic. Ace, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invite.
Of course, man. When you posted, I'm going to have to watch this cringe. I was like, I will join you as long as you come on the show because I wasn't going to watch it just for no reason.
Oh, and it was cringe. There's no overstating that.
Absolutely. What was the original post that started this neocon anarchist Twitter war?
That was my John McCain tweet. I tweeted
something
I tweeted something like John McCain's tumor was saved more Middle Eastern lives than any prisoner or politician has in the last 30 years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That just makes this even better. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's where they found me from. And I thought they were trolls, to be honest. When I first saw them, I thought they were actually just trolls.
Well, when I saw the Dick Cheney's Stan account or whatever, I was like, oh, that's got to be a troll. I didn't really honestly, I knew there was, I know there's conservatives that are they don't have a low opinion of Dick Cheney, but I don't know any that are I love Dick Cheney.
Yeah, that was the most surprising thing to me too, right? Because it was I did not think that there were actual neocons under the age of 40, right? Yeah. That was pretty shocking to me.
Yeah.
I was just completely ignorant of that, but maybe it was just a false hope, which I guess it was, but that was crazy.
Well, and that one, the main neocon the main neocon that has the superpowers broadcast is Canadian. He's from Canada. He lives in Canada. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't be a neocon in Canada, but I was just
weird.
The way he talks about America, it seems like he's lived in I don't know, a belt state, a Bible belt state for his entire life.
Dude, the guy with the the neocon flag picture, I thought that was instantly I was like, that's gotta be a troll. No one's proud to be a neocon. I never seen that before. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, and they're John Bolton stands. I don't know how that's a thing either. It's pretty well known, in the United States, that most of these people are pretty bad. Just in general on both sides. It doesn't matter what side you're on.
I can't think of a more hated political group in America than neocons, to be quite honest.
Yeah, for real.
Everyone hates them. I don't think there's a single other political alignment that does not hate neocons.
Yeah, anarchists and libertarians, we're just written off. We're not really hated.
Right.
We're an annoyance. We're a mosquito during the summer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But they're fucking pigeons of New York.
Yeah.
Or seagulls on the beach. They're just right. Fucking.
Well, yeah, and they result in millions of death. So.
Yeah, it's like a bird flu. Yeah, where do you want to start this? Where do you want to
I don't know. Wherever you want.
I'll start from the
beginning.
Yeah, I'll start from there. Well, I have one video. Well, I have a couple of videos. I got these videos from Scrom's Hoppe.
Uh-huh.
He was posting the videos and it's perfect because he posts a few and he has his own commentary on them, which he was posting some fucking dank shit. But I'll post the first one and it's the beginning intro with our Canadian neocon, and I don't know, this other guy doesn't even sound American either. He sounds like he's a foreign national as well. I don't know, he could be. Oh shit, that's loud. Hold on, let me screen share this so you guys can see it too.
There's nothing more than wanting to see their beautiful face.
I know, right?
Okay, so welcome to the show, Nut7. We're just talking about the neocon versus anarchist war right now.
Oh, I got a lot to say on that if you want to hear my thoughts.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just getting a couple of these screenshots right now I'm not going to show you guys like 100 different takes or anything, but I do have one that we're going to take a look at, which is just kind of amazing. It's by a guy called Scrams Hoppa, and here is his response to me advocating for human rights and whatnot. And this is truly one of the dumbest takes that I've seen in a long time. So we're going to take a look at this. And if you thought anarchists couldn't get any dumber, well, just wait. Get a load of this. So I say libertarians have the same foreign policy as the communists. They both hate America, human rights, the military, and law and order. And then Scrams Hoppa chimes in with, human rights are nothing but obligations to yourself forced onto others against their will. Essentially, human rights are just code for slavery. So there you go. There you go. In the view of the big brain boys over at Anarchy Central, human rights are slavery, bro. What do you guys make of this? You guys agree? Are human rights slavery?
I definitely disagree with that assessment. Because, you know, I'm a sane human being, and I would say that I just think it's funny because I remember on that tweet, some other guy was just like, oh, no, but we believe in human rights. And this guy is just being like, no, we don't.
Oh, man.
It's well, so bad.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So with that. All right, so Scrams Hoppa probably, even on the libertarian crowd, he probably made some waves with that one.
Yeah,
Do you wanna take the lead on what? Because I think you quote tweeted that. Do you want to take the lead on that one and explain what Scrams Hoppa is talking about?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways you can interpret that. Like, I think like a charitable one is like that, you know, the way people view human rights through like a non-libertarian lens, like a UN human rights, it is used as an imperialist excuse, right?
Right.
They use this all the time, like the UN's Human Rights Commission, to just go in and invade countries. And they can say, oh, look, we're the good guys. Don't look at all these bodies we stacked up through drone strikes or these bombed weddings or hospitals. No, 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 no. But look, we did it for a good reason. These people are bad and they're, you know, violating these UN human rights. And mind you, I'm not saying like a lot of these foreign dictators and stuff are actually bad. I want to just, you know, come out and say, yes, they are.
That's the biggest point, right? Like throughout this entire thing, they're like, oh, your Gaddafi stands or your Assad stands. And it's like, no, we're just saying that the US wasn't necessarily a good guy. Like they're both bad.
Right. Yeah. You don't, just because two people are fighting and one of them is bad does not mean the other person is good. Exactly. That's not how that works. Right. Yeah. And notice throughout, I've watched 4 hours of their stream. I can't remember a single point where they ever addressed civilian casualties any point in the stream.
They didn't once, because it's honestly, I mean, it's what we talk about, collectivism, and they collectively put all these people into groups, and like they're their own group, and the United States is our own group, and other countries are their own group, and it's, you can't take anything down to an individual basis. So for stands of individual rights, which is what they claim to be, they're very much not, because they never speak of the individual and how it affects the individual.
Yeah, and I was going through this on Twitter like before they even made this over and over again. It's like anytime I would bring up civilian casualties, they would say, oh, well, you know, they would try to assume that I thought they were like intentionally targeting civilians, which was not my argument. No. I'm just saying that, no, you're murdering them through like extreme disregard for their lives.
Exactly.
Right. You don't have to literally be intentionally like, oh, I want to go kill all these people. No, that you can still murder them through like just disregard. Right. And there was one point in the stream, actually, and he said like two things that just like it blew my mind. It didn't blow my mind, but it was like, wow, he actually mass dropped. He said the quiet part out loud, which was that Japan deserved to get nuked because, well, if they didn't want to get vaporized, they shouldn't have attacked us, right? And of course, he says Japan as if it's one thing and not, you know, full of, you know, mostly innocent people. And then he said something even crazier, in my opinion, was that there are no citizens in total war or something like that. He said
I think he said that word for word. There are no citizens in total war. Like you're basically you're a product of the government and you are put down to the same size, or not the same size, but you're put down to the same level as whatever your government is.
Which is pretty interesting for people who claim to, you know, go crazy about human rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the individual in that?
Yeah. And like the argument I was making on Twitter was that, look, if you justify nuking Japan because of what their government did, then you could make a case that 9/11 was justified from the perspective of Al-Qaeda.
Like, yeah, and they can't even see that. I mean, these are also the same people that disregard blowback theory, even though it's shown proven in the United States from a standpoint of LAPD and the fucking Crips that showed up because of what they did to the LA community.
Well, this came from the CIA too.
Yes,
the blowback theory from the CIA. So it's not like it's just we made this up.
Yeah, and also, they're like stands of the CIA. They like think the CIA is one of the best things in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And the craziest part is, right, neocons themselves affirm blowback theory because the reasons they want to go and attack these people is 9/11. So they are affirming the very principle they're denying, right?
It's fucking insane. It's just a giant loop. It's like the constant statism mindset where it's all just a loop and it all ends back at the same fucking point, but they get halfway around the circle and think the circle ends.
Yeah, it would be like, you know, if you had a murderer kill someone's family and then that person took retaliation by killing the murderer's family, and then just keeps going forever until everyone's dead,
right?
It's like, yeah.
And like everything that's called the human right. I mean, I don't know what these neocons, like, I'm assuming they're probably not for healthcare or free housing for everyone. And that's something that the left uses all the time, mm-hmm. is something that's like, hey, this is a human right. And they're going to, you know, destroy the healthcare and housing market just to, you know, try to build these free things. And it's the same thing. It's like, we basically invaded 9/11 or Iraq and Afghanistan off the idea of freedom. Like, we had to do it for our freedoms. And I mean, I think that's arguably what people would say is a human right, is our freedom.
Yeah. Well, and they consider they consider going into Iraq and Afghanistan completely justified. Even Iraq. So in their stream, they talk about Iraq and they talk about how, the original reasons aren't why we should have gone in there, but the regime was absolutely horrible, and it's proven that they were absolutely horrible, and that's why it's justified that we were there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no, that's not how that works. Like, just be, like, that doesn't make you any less bad.
It's insane, because it's like, if there is a small group of people here from America and they have nothing to do with the government and really no political backing or anything, and they decide that they're going to steal planes and run it into Chinese buildings.
Yes.
Does that give China the authorization to invade America?
Right.
Yeah. And I think the weird thing throughout their entire stream, they say, you know, they justify Saudi Arabia, like, almost intentionally throughout the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
And because it's not state funded, they try to make the justification multiple times that it's not state funded, like coming from the government, taxpayer money, that they're funding other, you know, like Mujahideen groups or Al-Qaeda or ISIS, things like that. But it's private. It's largely private citizens that are related to the royal family. One guy tried to make that point and just got shot down, but whatever. But that Iraq and mostly Iran, it's always Iran, mostly Iran has state funded or state sponsors, you know, Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Houthis, and they fund terrorism. And it's like, first off, I still haven't seen largely valid proof that that's entirely like what Iran does. I'm pretty sure Scott Horton is way better qualified to talk about that. And even if they did, like, they don't want to be blamed for the sins of our government on them, but they blame the people in Iran for the sins of their government. And it just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. But they locked onto you really hard about the Iran thing when you said that.
Oh, yeah.
You hope that Iran gets a nuke.
I had one guy like spurging out on me after I said that. Like he tweeted me like I think 20 different times, just like cool, like taking a picture of that tweet, like saying how I was a fake anarchist. It's like, no, I said that to piss you off.
Yeah,
right. That's
and it did its job.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I just don't understand. All right, I pulled up the definition of I put neoconservative first and mm-hmm. neoconservatism came up, but this is what it says, because they, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out what they actually believe, but relating to or denoting a return to a modified form of a traditional viewpoint, in particular, a political ideology characterized by an emphasis on free market capitalism and an interventionist foreign policy. So I didn't hear anything about free market, anything on them. It sounds like they just want to fund the military industrial complex as much as possible, which mm-hmm. isn't a free market capitalistic sense in any way. And interventionist foreign policy, I feel like, kind of goes very much against free market capitalism.
Right, right. It's like this contradiction they hold in their head. Like, well, to them, it's not, right? Because they see free markets as state-regulated capitalism.
Yeah, which makes no sense. That's not a free market. Like, that literally...
Right. In fact, in the stream, I don't know if it was the first or second one, but he goes on to saying that you can't have a free market without a state or without state regulations. And it's just like, okay, yeah.
Well, and it's like, how does that make... It just doesn't... Their whole viewpoint does not make sense. And... while they completely don't understand their own viewpoint, they grossly mess up what anarchism is. Oh. And I think I have a video. I'll find that video while we talk about it. But
okay,
I think I have that video too, because one of their definitions of anarchism, it's the one that I think you really went off on, what they called moral relativists.
Yes, yes. Like, that's so insane to me, right?
It
like
didn't really make
most
sense.
Anarchists I've ever interacted with are not moral relativists at all. Like,
yeah,
at all. Even the communists are not moral relativists.
Yeah.
That's not, right. Like, that's so wild to me. And of course, you know, they also, so not only are we moral relativists, we're also all anarchists are Nazis. That was a quote from them.
Yes.
And they also, and we also, I think it was in the second stream. They also said that anarchists don't only believe in the freedom to own slaves.
Yes. Dude, and they oh my god, it fucking pissed me off. Hold on, I gotta find that video.
Yeah,
it just makes no sense. Like, they consistently get everything wrong, and then they make the point that anarchists are, so first we're Nazis, mm-hmm. then we're communists, we believe in the same thing communists do.
That's right.
And there was one that was big, it was about private property there, like that we don't or that human rights don't exist because we believe in private property or something like that. And it was stupid. Here, I think it might be this one. I'll pull this one up. Tyvo, you're going to have to listen to this one. And then I think you heard it already, but this one cracked me up. I want to hear what you say about it. All right, let's see if I can get it to go.
Not have any government or any regulations. So they don't believe in negative externalities. They're dumb. They're simply not bright. They're simply not bright. They don't actually have a well-founded background in any serious economic thought. And no, HAPA doesn't count as serious economic thought. So I'm saying it.
I love that they're so stuck on HAPA. I don't know much about Scrams, but I don't know if he's like a super Hoppian.
He is.
But like, still, like, to say that HAPA had no economic thought is pretty insane to me.
Well, my biggest thing is that we don't, like, the gall of a neocon to say that someone else does not believe in negative externalities. Like, what is a bigger negative externality than blowback theory? Like, there's no possible bigger externality than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, here's the one with about slaves, us not believing in slaves.
Standardly, all the exactly. It's based off of reason. There's morality is based off of simple reason. You know, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to take what's not yours. It's not a good idea to hurt someone because when they've done no wrong.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love how he literally in the first sentence he says what we believe in. You know, like,
yeah, I was like,
don't take anybody's stuff and, you know, don't hurt people. Yeah, I agree with both those points. I completely. And then
I wish they did.
Yeah, so did I. What did you think about that typo?
Did he say that we think we can just do whatever we want?
Yeah, because we are God as an individual, because that's okay, what moral relativism
okay,
is.
Okay, well, we don't believe that because they think that. They think they can just get away and do all these interventions in all these different countries and just do whatever they want. Yeah. And then there's no blowback from it. They think they can just do whatever they want and get away with it.
Because like, it's moral. They literally believe it's moral.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right. Moral relativism, for those that don't know, moral relativism is the view that moral judgments are true or false only relative to some particular standpoint. For instance, that of a culture or a historical period, and that no standpoint is uniquely privileged over all others. Relativistic views of morality first found expression in 5th century BCE. But yeah, so they are like, they almost explain themselves while trying to project that upon anarchy, whether it's anarcho-capitalist, anarchist in general, or anarcho-communist in a certain sense. It makes the whole thing made me laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Like when I was watching it, like there were a couple parts where it was just like unbelievable to me. But then that clip in particular is just mind-boggling. It was just like, I really wanted to believe, okay, this is a serious deep level troll right now, and they're just going along with it. But no, they're not. They like, there's no sense of irony.
No, none whatsoever. Because the part that really killed me, and I already said it, was that he literally explained what we believed in the first two sentences he said. Like, that's, don't take anybody's stuff and don't hurt other people. And then just went into this moral relativism rant, even though that's what they are doing.
That was the same guy who on Twitter, I kept talking about like how the Saudis were essentially genociding the Yemeni population. And he kept saying, well, no, the Saudis are sending money to them.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That, and it's like
money and waters. And that's what he said. Money and water. And the Houthis are destroying the water, so the citizens don't get it. And I was like, aren't most of the citizens Houthis?
Right. It's like, yeah. Well, yeah.
And who are they? Who's worse? Like the Houthis were attacking Al Qaeda. We were using the Houthis to attack Al Qaeda before. So it's like, what? So now we're helping Al Qaeda by attacking the Houthis? Like, what are we doing right now?
Yeah, it's wild. It's out, like, and the worst part is that these people are so sure of their own beliefs, like 100%. Like these people have never thought either I could be wrong or I may be a bad person. That thought has never crossed their head.
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit has it. I would really want them. I think Liberty Lockdown is going to debate them. And I know
it's Keith Knight.
Yeah, Keith Knight. And Keith Knight's thing was pretty funny when they read it. They read the NAP from Keith Knight's YouTube bio. And then his government, I guess he put the definition of government too. And that was pretty funny to listen to. I don't really know much about Keith Knight. Do you, Ace?
He's a pretty good YouTuber. He's been he's interviewed like Pete Quinones quite a bit. He's interviewed Scott Horn, a bunch of like libertarian like philosophers, scholars,
Stuff
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he fucking destroys him. But yeah, so him and Liberty Lockdown are going to go on that guy's show, and I hope they absolutely wreck him, because the second podcast that they did of us, or YouTube stream that they did of us, are about anarchists in general. They had a guy acting as an anarchist.
Yes.
Which was hilarious, and he got everything wrong as well.
Yeah, of course.
But the most interesting person I thought on there, that kept saying that he was probably more libertarian domestically but hawkish foreign, was the Marine. Did you hear that? I can't remember his name. Benchbreaker or
something like that. Yeah, I think that's,
I don't know. Benchbreaker. And he was talking about, you know, he was part of Fallujah and I don't know, a couple other things. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it doesn't fucking matter to me. I don't give a shit. He kept saying that he was hawkish in foreign policy because all those governments and stuff like that are bad over there. That's what it boiled down to.
Right.
And that we as anarchists, and they kept breaking up Drake Tapper because he posted something that the CIA talking about the 1953 revolution in Iraq.
I also just want to say I lost it when they were complaining about how like CNN is like anti-war propagandist organization. They kept complaining like how it wasn't hawkish enough.
That's fucking wild.
Well, and these are the same people that they describe themselves as hawks.
Yeah,
they want more people to be more hawkish, and it's like, do you realize? And none of these guys, besides this Benchbreaker guy, have served a day in the fucking military or in a war zone or anything else, but they can tell you everything about fucking war.
Right.
Apparently.
I think Typo was saying this earlier, but like the argument is always like, you know, just imagine if it was reversed and it was like our government, let's say, because if we go back to it, right, he said, well, there are no citizens in total war. If our government launched a war again, just a war, if, right, let's just say theoretically they launched a war against China, right? Would China have the right to go and nuke an American city? Because obviously there are no citizens in total war, because that's the justification they use for Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right? So if they want to be consistent, it would seem that, yeah, they would have to say, yeah, I guess that is okay.
Yeah. I mean, Ron Paul had it right. Our military presence on their soil is as offensive to the people that live there as armed Chinese troops would be if they were stationed here in Texas.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It's that simple. Yeah. And it's like, even if it's justified, maybe you can even justify that. Well, maybe our government was doing some shady shit and China got fucking pissed off and somehow had the capability to invade. Right. And you could maybe even justify it with the same logic for China invading us. Like,
right.
And most people here would probably be like, what the fuck? Like, I have nothing to do with what my government was doing. That's right. And they're going to be pissed off. And there will be these random factions of different groups that are just going to kind of come together because they have one enemy, which is the foreign people trying to jurisdict how our government and country should be ran and who should get what.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we know our shit's fucked up, but you don't get to tell us our shit's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, cultures aside, well, actually, no, culture is being very apparent in this situation when we're talking about the Middle East. Their culture is a lot different than ours. That doesn't justify some of the things that their culture promotes by any means. Mm-hmm. And I think we've said that multiple times. Just because one is evil doesn't mean the other one isn't evil for doing what they're doing.
Yeah. And if like, how the relationship is that our government is like our evil, 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 goddamn big brother. And we can talk shit about it all you want. And maybe we'll even allow other people to talk shit about it. But if some other fucking guy comes in and tries to beat us up, we're going to side with our big brother. And that's just what everyone would do. Like that's what they would probably do in Iraq, where they're going to side with the people that are fighting this foreign entity because you don't understand them. We understand our government. We understand how they abuse us. And we're more accepting of that than we would be of another country coming in here and jurisdiction, anything that we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be one thing if the neocons actually had, success, or if everything they didn't touch didn't turn to crap, right? If they actually did stop actually bad people without making things worse, they may have some kind of point. That necessarily wouldn't justify anything else they did, but it would be like, oh well, at least they did stop a bad person. But it seems like everything they do makes everything worse.
Or at least Iraq is free now. Fuck. Or at least Afghanistan's free now.
Yeah. And yeah.
Wow. And look at that. Like they totally based their especially on Iraq and Afghanistan, they totally based it on the regimes being absolutely horrendous, whether it's from a human rights standpoint to a threat to America standpoint. They're just horrendous. But we've been there for fucking 20 years. So right. does that, did our, did our hawkish policies work or did they not work? And their fucking thing is probably they weren't hawkish enough. And oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else we had to do there. And that's, probably one of my things when I was coming into libertarianism and things like that, I was like, either I think I used to say it all the time. It was like, either we have to go full bore into Iraq and Afghanistan, or we have to pull completely out. It's one or the other. Mm-hmm. And I totally realized like why I was wrong in thinking that at the time now. But at the time I was like, it's either, like they said, total war, or we pull absolutely out. And I was more on the side of pulling absolutely out because I understand, you know, what happens in a war. And I think right. any civilian casualty is absolute. It's sad. And I know it's part of war, but that's why I had an aversion of war and why I came right. to where I'm at now. But at the same time, it was like one or the other. And so if they did, and, you know, they liked Cheney, they liked Bush, they liked McCain. I don't know many more people that were more hawkish than Dick fucking Cheney. And he led, you know, our campaigns. Bush didn't lead them. He led our campaigns yeah. through Iraq and Afghanistan, and nothing happened, and nothing still has happened. So I don't know what more did they want, and what more proof that they're fucking wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. They have nothing. They have practically nothing to show for it except like destroyed civilizations. Right. And I mean, that's not to say the civilizations were perfect there before, but mm-hmm. it's like, they're certainly not great now.
Right. And they have a lot more dead people that hate a lot more Americans.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think the best example is honestly Libya, because it's the one that we didn't technically get involved in, technically speaking, but we basically funded the insurgency. But Gaddafi gave over his nuclear weapons and nuclear arsenal. And shortly after that, we toppled their government and destabilized their entire country, which was the richest country in Africa at the time. So that shows any other leader that's willing to negotiate, that's kind of not so friendly with the United States, that even if you do give up your nuclear weapons, they're still going to come and destroy your country.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? And I don't know. They made that argument with Syria and Libya. And it's like, well, Libya has open slave markets now. So what do you want? More intervention or less intervention? With Syria, it's still basically fucking war torn. And it was all on a farce. Like, it's just been proven multiple times. And it's just like, what else do you, like, I don't know how you can justify their position at this point in time.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy to me, right? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Because it's like, well, you know, we have all these terrorists, so we need to go get them. And then their actions create more terrorists. And then it's an infinite loop, and it will never end until like the empire collapses or everyone there is dead, right? That's like, in my view, the only way that ends.
Right. And they're basically calling for genocide while saying that we're okay with genocide.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's so Orwellian. Right. And I don't know if it, like, it's not like, I don't even think they're aware that they're doing it, but it's just so Orwellian that they can say the exact opposite of what we believe and completely believe it themselves.
Right. And that's what killed me the entire time. They project these ideas out and say that they're anarchist thought while at the same time arguing those same specific points. And it fucking threw me for a loop, and it was very entertaining, to say the least. I never want to watch it again, but no. I do have another clip. So we're going to watch that. Yeah. Let me share the screen and let's see. I think it's the one with the fifth column, or Scrapple was talking about. They put you. Seditious fifth columns. You have to explain the fifth columns to me real quick. What is the fifth columns? Do you know what that is?
I do, but I don't remember the exact definition.
All right,
but
I'll look it up. I'm sure it'll pop up first.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Get this.
Papa again says, the only rights are property rights. I own my body and my previously unowned resources that I transform or appropriate with my labor, or I'm gifted or acquired via voluntary trade. This is true for all humans. Therefore, all interactions must be non-coercive. In other words, human rights fake, property rights real. delusional, insanity, absolute cringe. By this guy's logic, you know, all those people in North Korea and the gulags, they're just Kim's property, basically, and we shouldn't do anything about it because my non-aggression principle. And somebody said tonight, he said, oh, so you really are against the non-aggression principle. And I was looking for the meme. I couldn't find it. If anybody's got the meme of the fighter jet, say, on my way to violate the NAP. Yeah, I'll say this right now, just so that everybody in the back can hear. Fuck the non-aggression principle. I'm a neocon. To hell with that shit. That's my view of that. And now we can get into Ace Arcus cringe. He says, he's right, referring to Hoppe. No one is obligated to defend the rights of others. To say that they are is to endorse as form of slavery in the form of forced labor to protect, in brackets, bomb innocent people around the globe. That also is one of the dumbest things I've actually seen this week. A lot of the anarchists earlier tonight had some cringy takes. But these guys are in a whole other level. It's unbelievably delusional. And all of them would be singing a very different tune if they were getting gassed in the ass by Assad or being starved to death in a North Korean gulag. Then they'd be begging for some neoconservatism. But they live in the West. They live here and they hate America. They're absolute seditious pricks and fifth columns.
Yeah, we're at the point right now where I'm apparently being the good libertarian is apparently supporting human rights or something.
Oh, that may make you a bad libertarian. That would make you a traitor to the non-aggression principle, and that would make you a warmonger, bro. Because war is worse than genocide.
I love it, dude. Oh my god. And this guy looks like fucking the redhead from I've been sharing his picture, but he looks like the redhead from American Pie. the dude, I don't know, he looks fucking funny as shit. But
I just want to say, if I was getting gassed by Assad, I would still not want neocons self.
Yeah, because they're just gonna kill you too.
Bomb me? Like, yeah, bomb me?
Right. Oh,
thanks,
my
God. Guys.
Yeah. Oh, that clip.
Well, and you know, the reason the gassing of its citizens, at least the first, that picture, that horrendous mm-hmm. picture with all the people in the hospital and the kid, was proven to be false and
fake. Yes, it was. Yes, yes.
By multiple different independent journalists, and actually ended up being confirmed by Fox News and CNN and everybody else that it was wrong.
And you know, even in the beginning, before we knew it was false, with Obama's red line, he said, right, if the use of chemical weapons, and then we'll you know, invade, essentially, right, or we'll intervene, right? So Assad was about to win the civil war. He had the, you know, the rebels on the ropes, right? So why would he gas his own citizens and cross the red line right before he's about to? It didn't even make sense in the beginning.
Yeah, right? I remember that. You know, I wasn't really paying attention to Syria at that point in time, but I remember that, and I remember thinking, like, wow. Like, he was about, like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would he just gas them? And then the argument was like, well, he didn't want to give up everything, so he just killed his own citizens. And I was like, even that doesn't really make sense. Like, if you want to save your ass and not die, like, I don't think he would just be like, all right, I'm going to kill everybody. Right. And especially if I have this, like, agreement that they're not going to come in if I don't kill anybody. Like, I don't fucking know. Okay, so fifth column, fuck you, Merriam-Webster. a group of secret sympathizers or supporters of an enemy that engage in espionage or sabotage within defense lines or national borders.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah, you're a fucking Russian bot, Ace. Dude, I've talked a lot about Lysander Spooner lately because I've gotten really into his fucking shit.
Oh yeah.
But the thing about Americans being seditious or traitorous is it's almost like it's almost non-existent because we are under the guise that everything that we do, like even from the government standpoint, they say that we interact voluntarily, basically, that it's a government of the people, for the people, by the people, correct? And with that means if I disagree with it, I'm not being traitorous, because it's part of me and I'm the one that has to say that it's okay. So if I'm not traitorous because I'm saying that what they're doing is not okay, I'm not being seditious or backhanded or shady or any other thing.
Right.
If I am openly calling and saying that they are gay, that they are wrong, then it's not a traitorous act. It's what I am supposed to be able to do as a United States citizen.
Absolutely.
These would be the guys defending the British fucking trying to take over our land in the Revolutionary War or trying to take back their land.
They're redcoats.
Yeah, they're basically redcoats. I mean, to say that that rebelliousness in the country is not, like, that's not part of the American pastime. I mean, that's like literally how we were fucking born.
Right.
And these people are the ones that are, they would defend the empire. They would justify everything the empire does. And they would straight up be like the reporters defending the redcoats during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, they absolutely would be. I mean, they had a big problem with the difference between neoliberal and neoconservative. They kept saying that they were so much different and that they're not the same. And it's like, why? You guys push for the same fucking policy.
Yeah. And how is being a neocon like free market? It's like they're supposed to be like the free market, but also with military interventionists. And what neoliberal, like what is neoliberal then? Like interventionists with everyone gets fucking free healthcare? Like what's the... The main issue is you're still bombing the shit out of other countries.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess the neoliberals are better at hiding their atrocities, or they try to save face with it, and the neocons are just like, yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, we're cool with killing those kids. Yeah. We're doing it for freedom.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. That's true.
Dude. Yeah. And they have a like, I'm forever going to spell neocon wrong on purpose I refer to them, because that dude almost had like a bitch fit. Like I thought he was gonna have a stroke talking about it. If you capitalize the N and then put a hyphen, there was a lot in that fucking 3 hours, and most of it was them trying to figure out how to stream. Like, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Do you remember the part where, I don't know who said it, but one of the guys said, I don't even think there was, a pre-9/11 U.S. invasion of the Middle East.
Yes.
Kuwait. It's like, oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Dude, that was insane.
Yeah.
Total disregard for, like, all the way back to, like, the fucking 50s. Like, no, we had nothing. Nothing. We had nothing over there.
Or even just the sanctions alone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, the Marine guy, he was like, we've always been in the Middle East, somehow justifying it. He was like, even in the Marine Corps hymn, we've talked about this on our show before, that the Marine Corps hymn and why it's so bad that the Middle East has always been a problem for the United States, that it's literally in the Marine Corps hymn. And we've been in the Middle East since fucking forever, they were talking about the Barbary pirates and how we wanted, what was it? We needed something. And we kept getting hit by the Barbary pirates. Mm-hmm. So we sent Marines on Navy vessels, which is what Marines were supposed to do, is protect Navy vessels from invasion on their ship. And it was just like, yeah, do you not see the problem in that? So you literally, everything that you're talking about, even interventionists, and he didn't even get the Marine part right, because he was like acting like we stormed Montezuma and Tripoli, and it was like, bro, we were on ships.
Right.
We were on ships protecting the ship. Like, we weren't, it's not the Marine Corps that you know and love today. I'm sorry. It's not. It was a very different corps. And like, it just didn't make any sense to me. And for somebody who is talking so much about history and understanding history and how we do not understand history,
right?
It is just a lot of gross negligence on their part to totally just dismiss parts of it that are very large portions of it.
Yeah. And it's even things that in history, that it's not like things that only we know when we found out. These are even things in history that the state has even confirmed happened.
Right.
And they just totally disregard it like it never happened. And it's kind of mind blowing that like we are even operating in the field where like, well, the state said it, but basically they confirmed what we thought they were doing. And then we're like, well, they admitted it. And they just totally disregard that. And I just don't understand how they're they're supposed to be those experts in making fun of anarchists, but they can't even take into fact what their precious state is telling them.
Yeah, they were denying that Obama was helping al-Nusra in Syria, which was actually al-Qaeda. They denied that those were al-Qaeda fighters. They straight up just denied it.
Yeah.
And
it's been proven.
Why? Yeah. Yes, it's in the government's own document.
Well, and it's like these people haven't heard of the fucking Afghan papers. Like, Jesus Christ.
It's like...
We didn't even know who our enemy was for the first 4 years that we were there.
Yeah, even that surprised me. Like, I kind of thought that they could at least bullshit an answer better than what they were doing. I couldn't believe how there was literally no leadership and a goal or objective. Like, and everyone kind of knew it. I thought they could at least bullshit one and make one up along the way. But my God, it was a lot worse than I even thought.
Yeah, and he was talking about Rumsfeld, and when you read Rumsfeld's fucking memos in the Afghanistan papers, the dude didn't even seem like he was in anywhere, like any kind of headspace. Like, he had no idea what the fuck we were doing there. So if he's like a good fucking person, or in their eyes, like, he didn't even know what the fuck they were doing there. He was like, I'm still confused on who our enemy is here, but yes, continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's wild to me. It's like, you know, I could at least respect these people if they were openly evil and they actually respected like competence, you know what I mean? But they respect idiots, quite frankly. And it's not even like just it's just like, I don't know, man. I when I was watching it, I just felt my mind melting slowly. Like, it was just like a hyper reality. It's like something that's mimicking something that's real but obviously false. It's wild.
Yeah, and I never really thought, I knew neocons were out there then, like, but I knew there'd be people that would defend the war, but they're not really a neocon. They're just like, somehow they're trying to defend the troops.
Right.
Not really, like, they don't know shit about the war. They just think, oh, you're shitting on the troops. You must be bad. But then there's actual people that like are looking at the same shit we are and like actually know some of the details involved. And they're like, yeah, I support that. Like, whoa.
And self-described neo wild too.
Proudly. It's the self-licking ice cream cone.
Yeah.
What Scott Horton always talks about. It's basically a DMV with fucking machine guns. And everyone knows they don't, the DMV and like the post office, not the best. It doesn't work right. Everyone has problems with it, but we keep funding it every year. And it's the same thing.
Yeah. Under 40 neocons. It sounds like a really bad porn category.
So weird. What is that? Like, under, like, I'm under 40 anarchists. Like, what the fuck does that mean, dude?
I just can't believe it. Like, I just can't believe that anybody under 40 could be a neocon. Like,
yeah, it's wild to me. Like, yeah, Zoomer neocons, I think they call themselves.
Yeah, Zoomer. Yeah. Anybody that calls themselves a Zoomer automatically in my book, like, loses 30 points.
That's right. Like, why would you call yourself a Zoomer at all?
And these guys, well, the Marine, he's got to be older than us, so he's got to be in his 30s, probably around there. But the rest of them, they all seem relatively young. So probably 30s to probably between their 20, like between 20 and 30. Like, that's what it sounds like. And the one guy, God, he thinks he's a fucking God. What's his name? Do you remember his name?
Kevin something.
He's
Kevin
a savage. Something. That's all I know about
him.
He's
right.
A savage. That's right. He refers to himself as a savage, and I hope I have that clip so I can play it right here.
Heavyweight material.
Yeah. Because it fucking cracked me up. Here it is. Let's see.
This is a fucking massacre. You need to lay off and everything. And I'm like, look, I had as much mercy as a cat batting around a mouse that's got its innards strewn about everywhere, but still alive and still screeching. That's what I am. That's why people watch the debates, because I'm a savage. So I don't like, if you come here to debate me and you try to tell me that the working people deserve to be oppressed, you're getting owned. You're getting nuked, dude. Then that's what happens. That's what always happens. That's what
happens. Getting nuked, dude. Oh God,
Jesus Christ!
Because I'm a savage.
These people are. Oh,
dude,
my
who
God.
I want to see, all right, dude, I want to see some of this guy's debates. Like, who the fuck are you debating where a guy being, I'm a savage, just whooping your ass. Like, who are you debating? Archie Flowers?
I just, what do you say? A mouse with its guts laid out, and I just keep coming. Yeah. And that whole part, he's talking about making a girl cry on his fucking YouTube stream. That whole part that everybody just listened to, he's talking about making a girl cry and that people said he was a savage and he needed to stop. And he was like, no, I'm a savage. So I kept going. God, this is so wild to me. And these people fucking vote.
Yeah. Yeah. They breathe the same air we do.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's depressing.
We live in the same country as them.
Well, not that guy.
Apparently. Yeah. And how the fuck does Canada get a neocon? Like,
right.
Isn't Trini already being a gulag? Like, fuck. Pretty sure they got gulags up there. Like, he should be thrown in a gulag.
Yeah, dude, that's very strange. I didn't know. I mean, I guess the internet has space for everyone, so I shouldn't be that surprised about this. But I just never thought there'd be like a group where they're openly talking about how cool it is to be a neocon.
Right.
I was very surprised about, like, well, these guys are proud. Holy shit.
Like, I was just hoping against hope that they were trolls the whole time until I saw their YouTube. Like, and when I saw their YouTube, a wave of depression just rushed over me.
Hopefully they're bad. Going for like the long joke, like they get enough right. People.
That's what I thought too. I thought, okay, I'm gonna hope a little bit that this is just a long joke. They're just riding the wave, right? And it's like, I don't think so anymore. These people are true believers.
And you know, I would respect that. Like, I would respect that if they were just like, oh, I know Ace and I'm gonna fuck with him because they've been in an anonymous account for a while. And they're like, all right, let's throw out a whole bunch of videos and say we're neocons, because none of us are gonna fucking check, because we're like, right, fuck that. And yeah, you know, if they just had a whole bunch of fucking videos that said they were an hour long and this, that, or the other, like, I wouldn't fucking go and check. Yeah. Some people fucking would, let's be honest. There's some autistic motherfuckers in
that
our
is
group.
True. That is true.
But
sometimes I get like that.
Yeah. But you know, and then they're like, I'm gonna play this up. I'm gonna see how long I can play this up. And then, you know, we find out in a month or so, it's like, hey guys, it's me. I'm actually Jack, and I just wanted to fuck with Ace for a little bit. I'd be like, damn, dude, that was a good one.
We made a podcast episode out of that one. We got
but unfortunately, they're monsters that justify child murder. But, you know.
Yeah. but just the whole "I'm a savage" thing. I was like, oh no, yeah. he's being serious.
I mean, someone's got to defend John McCain and Lindsey Graham. So, like, I imagine that's where they come in. They defend these fucking monsters.
All right, they don't need people to defend them. They have daughters that were abused by them as children and that grew up and defend them now. They don't need more defenders.
Yeah, probably, dude.
You know, the craziest part about this, or one of the craziest parts too, right, is that I kind of, like, it was my first time actually, like, interacting with the self-described neocon, so I kind of wanted to poke them to see actually what they would admit to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on Twitter, like, I did get them to like straight up say that, oh yeah, actually, you know, all the atomic bombings, all that, that was all justified. So I got them to say that, but I could not get them to admit that they killed innocent people.
Mm-mm.
It was wild. It was like such a double standard to where they would not admit that they actually ever, all the names of people that died, they were unjustified, or they would say that, well, yeah, maybe they were innocent, but that's just what happens.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, Austin Peterson also believes that the bombing, the atomic bomb, was completely justified.
Insane.
Yeah,
that's insane to me.
You know, he's a fan of Rush Limbaugh, so.
Oh yeah.
Rush Limbaugh, as I like to call him. It was insane to me that they did do that. First off, just outright, like, most, I feel like the majority of Americans are like, we don't really talk about the atomic bomb, you know?
Right.
It's just like, ugh. They probably think it was a good thing that it saved a lot of lives. It's what you're taught in fucking 18 years of indoctrination, 12 years of indoctrination, whatever it is.
Yep.
And, you know, I get that viewpoint, but if you really sit back and think about it, I think a lot of people are like, I don't really agree with it. And then I could be fucking wrong on that aspect, but to not even act like there was innocent lives lost in Iraq or Afghanistan is insane. And even when you showed the pictures of innocent lives burned against walls in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they were just like, they shouldn't have lived in Japan, basically.
Right.
And it's like, what do you mean?
Well, I guess those people in the tower shouldn't have been in the towers, right?
Yeah,
I guess that's the logical conclusion here.
Yeah.
It's like insane to me. And aren't those pictures horrifying? Like
they are.
Burned into the wall. That's insane.
It's fucking, it's crazy to me that there's people that live on those islands now.
Yeah.
Like there's no way. I would never, especially if I had family there, whatever. Like, there's no way. I don't think I could ever return to those islands. I don't think I could go to those islands now.
Yeah.
Watching your entire city, like, be rebuilt, like, have to be rebuilt. Like that's crazy to watch your whole entire city just be fucking destroyed and built back from the ground up almost.
I should also mention, like, before, like, separate from these neocons, there were actually a separate group of neocons. So I got invited to, like, a sort of like a neocon or quasi-interventionist DM group a while ago, even though I don't even remember who invited me there, but I just essentially ignored it and never left. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of them saw what I was saying, and they kicked me out of the group, which obviously I don't care about. But they announced it on Twitter. They quote tweeted me because I said that a lot of innocent people died in the Dresden bombings in World War II, and they straight up called me a Nazi.
Fuck?
Yes, they literally called me without any type of, you know, it wasn't a joke. They said, "Oh, you're just a Nazi sympathizer."
Dude, a lot of people question that bombing raid at the end. That's a very common thing that's questioned because what they did was just over the top. Like, it was, oh my God.
Yeah. So I was a Nazi sympathizer for Dresden. Okay.
So I know some Marines that listen to us aren't going to know what Dresden is. So can one of you guys explain it? Dresden bombings.
Typo, do you want to go or do you?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't it the final bombing campaign in the end of World War II to take the capital in Germany?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't really know the numbers, but I know there was a shit ton of bombs. I think it was
like 50,000 people died.
Something like that.
I could be wrong. Okay. It could be more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, I just know that there was a massive bombing campaign at the end of the war, and a shit ton of civilians were killed. And a lot of people questioned it because they thought it was a little over the top. I mean, Germany was already beaten to shit at the end of the war like that. And I think they just wanted to drive a point.
That's the part that I wanted to get to, was that the reason why it's so questioned is that Germany was basically done. Even their armored divisions were down, like everything was down, like they had troops and that was it. And
I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure there's a Churchill quote where he even alludes to this, that it wasn't really necessary and he went along with it anyway, right?
There's a couple people in history that were big names back then that actually came into question about it. It was a little over the top.
Same thing with the atomic bombs. I mean, multiple generals and Russia and
MacArthur, that the guy that's like famous for the Pacific campaign, and he even questioned the bombing. He was like fucking war hawk. He was like one of the major war hawks. He was all about it. He wanted more funding and all this stuff. Yep. But when it came to the question about nukes, he was like, I don't know about this one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and so then their biggest critique, these neocons that we listen to, their biggest critique of anarchism is that if that happens, then we'll get a whole bunch of warlords, or Russia and China will overtake the United States through use of nuclear weapons, or, you know, fucking leading coups inside the United States or something. I don't know. But basically, their whole thing was nuclear weapons. And I was like, I think you or Hoppe, one of you guys brought up that even during the Cold War, both the president of the United States and Gorbachev were like, once they got the nuclear codes, when they came into power, they were like, even if they fire on me, I'm not going to fire on them, kind of deal. Yeah.
Reagan was like, as much as like I'm not a huge fan of Reagan, and
right.
for a lot of good reasons, I do respect his anti-nuke stance. Like that was, I think that's like pretty honorable.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like most people are. I want to say most people are probably like that at this point in time. I don't see somebody using a nuke. I think the only time we'll see a nuke is if somebody, tries to pass off a nuke as somebody else's nuke, if that makes sense.
Oh, right.
Which I would see the United States doing before almost any other country,
yeah.
maybe besides China. China, I could see doing it and trying to get Russia in with them. But at the same time, even if they did, the U.S. government falls tomorrow. And I don't see Russia or China rushing in to fill the void of the United States. I feel like it's
I definitely don't see them dropping a nuke.
Yeah. Right? No.
Why would you just?
No, they'll probably be happy. They're like, the federal government finally collapsed. Thank God.
Yeah. Like now we don't have to deal with those douchebags, and I'll just trade with whatever company I want to in the United States to get whatever I want because I can pay them their money that they want. And I don't have to go through the U.S. federal government anymore.
Yeah. If anything, they would just be like, yo, get the fuck out of all, get your military out of here. Like wherever they're fucking stationed all over the world, they'll be like, yo, get that shit out of here. We're done with this American empire.
Yeah. And they don't act like imperialism is a problem at all, even though that they're against Nazis that were all for imperialism.
Yeah.
It's just your imperialism is good.
It's also they unironically believe that if you're not against doing whatever is necessary to topple a dictator, that you're actually supporting them. It seems like I'm
that's just, like core of their beliefs.
Yeah, it's this if you're not with me, you're my enemy type thing, right? So it sounds insane, but that is really what they believe. It sounds like a straw man, right? It sounds like a neocon straw man, but it's not. It's what they actually believe. So that I find that so insane. If you wanted to like stop, let's say a murderer, right? And and someone proposed, oh, we know where this murderer is. He's sitting in this apartment right now. Or they found out who he is. He's sitting in this apartment right now, let's say, right? And someone decided, oh, you know what? Let's drop a bomb on that apartment and go kill that murderer. It's like, if you say, we don't want to kill those citizens, does that mean you're supporting the murderer? Like, no, everyone would find that absurd, right? Every single person would think that's insane.
Yeah, it's like they're basically, they act like the left. I mean, if you're not 100% against racism out of all like different weird ways that they come up with how something is racist, and if you even speak out against like, hey, maybe that's just not racist, they'll be like, oh, so you're a racist.
Right.
And it's the same thing. Like if you, maybe we should just at least think about this. And then they're like, oh, so you're an Assad sympathizer. Mm-hmm. You're Tulsi Gabbard. They're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that's what happened every time I would bring up like the civilian casualties in any of these like engagements or interventions. They would just say, oh, so you support this dictator, right? It was just like very like low IQ binary response that they would just keep giving. It was amazing.
Yeah. And then my thing is like, imagine using unironically. Like they do that all the fucking time. They use... Imagine blah 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 unironically and it's like, bro, I'm going to fucking tear my ears out because it was just like this most stupid things. Imagine unironically being an anarchist type deal, and it's like, dude, you're not even unironically not being a neocon, like I don't know what you want. And their policy decisions and whatever their people they look up to are all generally not liked by everyone in general,
right?
Because you know they've caused some of the biggest problems in the United States in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And they still stand for them.
Yeah, it's crazy. You think that they would at least have, you know, some type of self-reflection, even if they came to the conclusion that all those other people are wrong. You would think they would at least have some self-reflection that, why do all these people hate me? You know,
like, it kind of makes sense that that they don't like this person. But I think these policies were good. They just didn't take them the right way and what they really were supposed to be. And they just didn't follow through or something like that, because their policy hasn't worked. And it's like, what, their new true neoconservatism hasn't been tried yet? Like,
not real neoconservatism.
Yeah, that wasn't real Dick Cheney wasn't real neoconservatism.
That's right.
Fucking A, dude. I have a couple more videos that we can jump into, and then we can head out of here and stop the nonsense with the neocons. Let's see. That one was the savage one.
But moral relativism throws everything out the window and says, I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, how I want, and it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, I am God. And so I can do whatever I want.
I am God. Dude, that quote at the end just kills me. Because at the end of the day, I am God. And it's like, bro, you're the one playing with lives. Like, it's not us playing with lives. Like, we're trying to tell other people to not play with other people's lives, because you are not the authority on that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't fucking understand their thing. Sorry. But yeah, no, I just don't understand their argument on that point. I did love your tweet thread, and I want to go through a couple of those real quick. Your live tweet thread of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking phenomenal, because I was listening to it and then I was reading your tweets, and the first one, I'm in physical pain from laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one part that I forgot. The anarchists are nihilists.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Like that's just like something like someone who has never heard of anarchism would just say, right? That's like a common thing that someone who is trying to be edgy, who thinks they know more than they do, would just say. It's just like, I don't know what more to say to it than that. It's just, it's stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And then you called out one of them unironically said, it's not good to hurt people and take what's not yours without a sense of fucking irony.
Yeah.
That was fucking, yeah, it's true. And here's the defense. They sent them supplies in the Saudi defense.
Yeah.
Maybe if they didn't bomb the shit out of their water treatment plants, farms, and infrastructure, that wouldn't be necessary. Oh, no shit, right? It's crazy how that works. What were you doing? Were you just sitting down, like watching,
yeah,
or were you
doing other listening. Things? I was listening and tweeting as I was listening.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it does span over a 3-hour period. Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, and then I forgot their John Bolton memes. I don't know.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's like boomer cringe, but it's like, I don't know.
But they're like 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, boomer is a state of mind at this point. So it's
that's true. if you don't believe in a state, you wouldn't believe in human rights.
Oh my God. Yes. That was insane to me.
I know. Well, these are also the same people that believe in the United States Constitution and don't realize that it's a gun-free zone.
So, for sorry,
conservatives.
To go back a little bit, one of the when I was saying how I was in that DM chat and I got kicked out, one of the main people in there who was a neocon, I got him to admit that he is a literal moral relativist, in the sense that I got him to admit that, well, slavery, you know, during the Greek times, ancient Greece, was actually justified because that was their culture. So you have neocons who are actual moral relativists who are admitting this, and then they say that we're moral relativists. It's just like, yeah, it's Orwellian. They get everything wrong.
Yeah, and that's the thing on that moral relativism standpoint, is that we say we shouldn't be invading Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're like, they make the argument that we're saying that because we agree that they should have their culture and be shitty people.
Right. And it's like, that's not the argument.
That's not what I said at all. I just said we shouldn't kill their people.
That's right.
They're innocent people that don't have any fucking, like, they're not related to the problem that we invaded them for the first part. Like, that's why we shouldn't be killing them. And that is wrong, no matter how you try to cope with that.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Oh, Somalia. Yeah, the Somalia thing was interesting because, Scram's Hapa has the Somalian flags, and they're not even the, yeah, they're the Somalian flags, right? Yeah, that's the Somalia flag. And are they? It's got one star in the middle.
I don't know if that's Somalia.
I don't even think that's the Somalian flag. Anyways, even if he did have the Somalian flags, it was probably just to, oh, it is the Somalian flag. So okay, yeah. It's the Somalian flag, and it's probably a joke. Like, that's what it seems, you know, because everybody tells us to go live in Somalia. That's right. And they act like Somalia is an anarchist cornucopia when it's just constantly invaded and thrown over or cooed by the U.S. military, Ethiopia, fucking everybody else in the fucking region.
That's right. That's what got me. It's like, do they talk about how we should go to Somalia, and it's like, do they not understand that, like, what the U.S. government has done there? It's like, you, at least if you're neocons, at least be aware of what your policies are doing.
At least understand, because you said it right there. Jesus fucking Christ. They mentioned how bad Somalia is, and not a single mention of how much the U.S. fucked up that country since the 90s.
Yeah,
they were paying the Ethiopian Christians to go invade Somalia when they were at relative peace with each other, because they had the different brotherhoods and the different sections all, like, just coexisting at a certain point after we already toppled their government in a horrible fucking...
You know, just to add on to it, though, is like, you know, they always talk about how Somalia is anarchist. Well, when it was actually anarchist, things actually improved.
Yeah, they got improved. Like, like, they were improving. And then we were like, oh, we can't have that.
That's right.
You can't have an anarchist, you know, nation in anywhere in the world. So we paid the Ethiopian Christians to go fuck up the Somalian Muslim Brotherhood that was coexisting peacefully without a true ruler and just different hierarchies in the different sections of the cities and the rest of the country. That was
talk about lack of accountability. Like, they said anarchists and Nazis are essentially one and the same. They're moral relativists, and they both believe there is nothing they are accountable to. Like, what the fuck, dude? All their neocon policies have destroyed nations, bankrupt our country, got our soldiers killed, and there's nothing they're accountable for? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then we got, how will an anarchist state even defend itself? God, we have multiple episodes on this. So if they ever listen to this, just check out any Boogaloo. Just type in Boogaloo and Biting the Bullet. There's 4 or 5 episodes. They're our most listened to episodes. We got, you know, the Boogaloo with our fucking buddy Captain Chris, and we haven't heard from him in a while. I hope he's doing all right. We haven't heard from him since that episode, so
he got
slapped up after that, apparently. But so we got an episode that's from, like, top down echelon how it's supposed to go, and then we got how you defend against any fucking foreign country that. And we got all those Boogaloo episodes. So if you need to know how the U.S. will defend itself if a foreign entity comes and tries to take over the United States, we got you covered. He also constantly said he got ratioed.
Yeah, that was funny. It's like,
but then, like, tried to justify it every time. Yeah. We're Nazis. What else? There was a couple of good ones in here that I was cracking up at. The World War II, the bomb. Let me be clear. The atomic bombs were good. If they didn't want to get vaporized, they shouldn't have attacked America.
I love that. They shouldn't have attacked America.
I know. God, dude. The collectivism.
It's a hell of a drug.
There are no civilian deaths in total war. We talked about that. Oh, I forgot about this one. They're pissed at Adam Kokesh because he was a vet that turned against the Iraq war. It was so awesome hearing them bring up Adam Kokesh, because we were just talking about him on our last episode with fucking Joshua Smith.
Uh-huh.
And Adam Kokesh is an insane man, just an insane animal of a man. And I love every second of it. Like, I want to party with that guy so bad. And I think we're going to get him on. But God damn. And I'm going to have to tell him about this. I'm going to have to archive this tweet and be like, yo, dude, or that clip. And I'm just going to have to be like, this is what they think of you. And he's just going to laugh and probably smoke a bowl or something. But the whole point on Adam Kokesh is that they were pissed that there were vets that were against the Iraq war. And it's like, what did you expect? Yeah.
And they were getting more publicity than the ones that were campaigning for the war.
Yep.
And that was something. He's like, oh, you can't be a veteran for the war, only anti-war.
I wonder what they think of all the vets who like supported Ron Paul. Like, I wonder what they think of them.
We're seditionists and fifth columnists.
Yeah, I guess so.
in their own precious military. Yep.
Yep. Blowback is such a silly idea. You're telling me we shouldn't have allied with the Soviets in World War II? It's like, well, and they brought up the whole Pearl Harbor thing, and that the what organization were they talking about? There was an anti-war organization. It was like American.
Oh,
it was it's a big organization, and it's taught in history books that they were pretty anti-war before the war because of World War One. Yeah. And then they flipped their stance after Pearl Harbor. And I've talked about it a few times that there's a memo, and it was from I don't remember who it was from. I don't remember who it was from. It was from a naval captain in Pearl Harbor. And it said, this is your 14, it's called like the 14 point memo or something like that, or a 10 point memo. It's one of those numbers. And he sent it to the president of the United States and was like, this is how you can get Japan to attack us so that we can enter the war, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they followed it to the T, and 2 months, or it was either 2 or 3 months after we finished the last point on that memo, 2 or 3 months later, they attacked Pearl Harbor. And it was like, we literally made up reasons for them to feel like they could attack us and that they will attack us because we put ourselves in a vulnerable position so that they would, so we could go and fucking attack them. Which, like, if you don't see the what's wrong, they sacrificed U.S. military members and U.S. civilians so that they could join a war to sacrifice more U.S. military members.
Yeah.
The McCollum memo.
The Collins memo. Thank you.
Oh,
the
Collins memo.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. What? Yeah. That's, I didn't learn about that until after I got out of the Marine Corps. And I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. They don't teach you that in school.
No.
That's not something that ever gets brought up.
Yeah. Or in the military.
No, they don't teach you that. No, not at all. So we shouldn't have armed the Mujahideen. Shouldn't they have thanked us instead of bombing our towers?
Oh my God, that is insane, dude. Man.
Yeah, I did see that part. That's fucking wild.
They think that the blowback argument we make is that 9/11 happened because the U.S. armed the Mujahideen. Jesus fucking Christ, these people are actually clueless and think they're smart. Dude, that's literally
We just gave them guns and they started killing us for no reason.
It's crazy. I don't know why they would ever do such a thing. It's not like
they said we haven't been. The Mujahideen should thank them for giving guns to.
Talk about that God complex again, right?
Thank us.
Yeah. Yeah. We gave you these guns. You should be thanking us.
They hate John Bolton, and they said that unironically. Dude, they had a hard on for you the entire time. Dude, what were your mentions like during that whole thing? Like, were you?
Oh yeah, it was all constant, 20 plus tweets every single second. It was wild.
How do you deal with that? Like, what's your day to day like that? You're just like, I'm gonna do that today.
So I get a lot of enjoyment out of like messing with people who I know are just like kind of clueless, especially right. Uh-huh. So it's really fun to mess with them. So it's a source of enjoyment. It's a hobby, I guess.
And they were up as late as you, apparently. So
late, even later.
Yeah. Reasons for his YouTube channel. I want to have more Zoomerish conversations with Bill Crystal. I remembered hearing that. Jeez. And they were like talking about Billy Crystal and how he was a con and he's gotten kind of soft, but he's still a neocon or a hawk. And then he said that word for word. Basically, he wants to be a Zoomerish conversationalist like Billy Crystal, but as a Zoomer. And that was just wild to me. Anybody who refers to themselves as a Zoomer at this point in time, I automatically think they're like 12 years old.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that anybody in our generation are considered Zoomers or consider themselves Zoomers. Like we're still on the millennial track, I guess. I'm 27. Yeah. I think anybody at like till they're like, I think if you're 21 now and older, you're probably a millennial. Like that seems to be fair in the, I guess, 2000, you're born in 2000. After that, you're fucked. I don't know what you are. But Zoomer Billy Crystal is such a wild talk show, in my opinion. can we send Ace to China? Oh, yeah, they were talking about they'd rather 1,000 Iranian refugees than one you. I was like, but they're the same people that would make the argument that the refugees from Syria and everything else in the UK are raping and scalping people in the UK and that you shouldn't let them here in the United States.
And I wonder why all those people were fleeing. I wonder if they ever stopped to think about that.
Yeah.
Just a minute, you know.
Yeah. Well, their argument would be that it's the dead dictator that's still there.
That's right.
That we killed, and that's why they're fleeing the dead dictator that gassed them, that didn't really gas them, but there's bombs falling still and they don't know where they're coming from. So they're trying to just get out of their country. I don't know where those bombs are coming from, but they keep saying Raytheon. And I heard Raytheon got more money just recently for Syria bombings. I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't know,
it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. These people are just like demented monsters. They're just.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys see that? That Raytheon just got a big deal for Syria for funding Syrian weapons.
Oh, I did not.
Yep.
Did
not. Yeah. That happened today. That's pretty cool.
That's good.
Biden, the neoliberal, not a neocon, neoliberal.
Did you guys, this is kind of off topic, but not really. Did you guys ever see that Wolf Blitzer clip with Rand Paul where he's talking about like, well, if we ended the like wars, then there's a lot of lost jobs from a lot of weapon contractors.
Yes.
That reminded me of that.
And we're all about American jobs, all right?
That's right. That's right.
So we got it, dude.
We want to protect your jobs to bomb children.
I just love that the end of their podcast all revolved around you. And the last three tweets that you had, and I'm pretty sure these are like the last three things that they heard.
Yeah.
Was, can we send Ace to China? What else can I say except that Ace is the worst scumbag in human history? Congratulations, you beat me. What can I say? Ace is a level of scum that is unmatched. He simps for Iran. He wants them to get a nuke. He simps for Al Qaeda and alludes that the people who died in on 9/11 were not victims.
Oh my God.
The irony is staggering.
That is insane. Okay. Yeah. So I was using an analogy that they justified like Hiroshima and Nagasaki because the government of Japan attacked the United States. Then you could also make the argument that, you know, Al Qaeda was justified in killing the citizens in the towers,
right?
And they took that as, oh, I'm trying to justify 9/11 instead of trying to show that no, actually they would not be justified in supporting the bombings of
right.
The atomic bombings. It's
the binary thinking for them is insane. It's like if you're not for America and their idea of America, these massive bombing campaigns and interventions all over, then you must be for the dictator of that country that they hate.
Yeah.
It's such binary thinking. It's insane that they can't even take a step back and be like, we're just against all atrocities.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that it's a big weight off your shoulders when you can just say, oh, yeah, I'm against all murder, actually. I don't have to pick sides.
I don't have to pick which murderer I like more.
Yeah.
Just wild. Well, that was fucking entertaining as shit.
Oh,
I love that you argued with them for, I don't know, 3-4 days in a row.
Oh, yeah, it was a good amount of time.
And I'm sure you'll continue to get the neocons jumping in there, especially with that John McCain tweet. That thing kind of went a little viral.
They'll probably listen to this, to be honest.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so. And we'll make another one. I don't
care.
Right, I'll get them to we'll get together. You and me. Let's talk about we'll get it all together. They were really pissed that you wouldn't debate them.
I know.
They were super pissed about that. And I mean, I don't even fucking blame you. Like, I don't know how Clint's gonna debate them.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he was like, I'm gonna try and convert them at first. And I was like, you're probably the best one for that. But I
wish him luck, but
I was like, but the first time that they try to dunk on you, you better slap that shit back in their fucking face because I don't play Gator don't play no games. I don't blame you for not debating them.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because that guy just seems like a fucking tool.
And it's also just like a cost benefit analysis, right? Like the amount of effort I'd have to put in for the amount of like reward I would get for it is like so low. Like there's, they're obviously not coming at this from, you know, an honest play, or at least, well, it's coming across dishonestly, whether they intentionally do it or not. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing where it's like, yo, I'm open to having conversations with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're automatically coming into it, like I'm going to fuck this person up.
Right.
Then there's no point in me talking to you anymore, you know, and that's obviously that's where they're coming from, because they did a 3-hour podcast or YouTube stream on you and Hoppe.
Yeah.
And like they wouldn't come at it with like an open mind and let's talk about this and let's see where I'm right and where you're wrong and blah 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 blah. Like they can make their arguments all they want, but if they're just going to sit there and try to make fun of you the entire time, then it's pointless.
And I mean, they called me a genocide denier, right? Because I obviously, if I don't support toppling these dictators, you know, through United States military force, then I obviously support genocide. But I could not get them to ever admit that their bombs had killed innocent people. So, you know, it's like, like the most infuriating one for me before we close here is Yemen, because they denied straight up. They kept denying that Saudi had any type of responsibility for the deaths in Yemen. And that's why, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like it's just
they barely mentioned Yemen.
I don't even think they did.
Yeah. I don't I was thinking about it. Now that I think about it, I don't think they, even in your tweets, they didn't say one thing about Yemen. And I'm sure you would have said something about Yemen.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I was listening to it. I don't remember ever hearing one thing about Yemen.
No,
but that's Dave Smith talks about it every time he's on Joe Rogan. It's a fucking genocide over there.
Yeah. Like there's a cholera outbreak. There has been for the last 5 years. It's insane.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
Oh, but they send them relief every once in a while, so it's fine. You know, it's fine that they're starving and they've been bombed to death. You know, it's like, oh, I burned your house down, killed your family. Here, I'm going to make you a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you have to thank me, right?
Yep, exactly. No rebuild, and that's why I still think, no matter how much damage we've done, like the best thing that we can do for all these countries is just pull the fuck out and then figure out the humanitarian aspect, like true humanitarian aspect, and let businesses will do it. People will do it because we do it all the time. I mean, shit, when there was those big earthquakes down in Haiti, U.S. intervention made it worse, but private intervention from the United States helped a shit ton.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of, like, Christian charities and everything that went down there and, like, rebuilt homes and everything. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. So we just need to pull the fuck out of there, and then we can try to make up for the sins of the people that are in charge of us and that people keep voting for. But, like, we need to get out of all of that. And then the only supplies that we should send is food, water, and engineers to fucking help just rebuild the place, because we've actually absolutely destroyed it, especially supporting the Saudis and what they've been doing in Yemen.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. Fucking whole thing's crazy. Neocons, man. What can you do with them?
A lot, but not something I want to say on the show.
So maybe send them to China.
Send them to China.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. And they should be on board with fucking Biden's new plan of not commenting on the Uyghurs that they send to concentration camps.
Oh my God.
Just a cultural norm. There's just a moral relativism.
Moral relative. Oh man, it's wild. Neoliberalism and neoconservative seems to be very similar in that aspect. It's crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
Typo, you got any last words or questions?
No, I just want to say, Ace, thanks for coming on, dude.
Thank you so much.
Best fucking warrior we have on Twitter against the neocons.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
On Twitter, you're doing the most, man. You're fucking shutting them down, like fucking crushing them on there. Like other people like write books, but you're doing God's work.
Yeah, dude. You and Malice on Twitter are like two of my favorite people to watch on Twitter, because you guys just... I mean it, because you guys just fucking go after people, and you actually go after people. You'll keep the conversation going and just string people along, and it's very entertaining. Like I'll see a thread that you put up and it's like a quote tweet, and I've missed most of the day or whatever, and I haven't been on Twitter, so I won't even read what you said in that one. I just see it's a quote tweet and I'm like, all right, click, And then I just keep clicking until I find the original thread, scroll up, see what it's about. And then I scroll back and just hit back until I'm back at the beginning. It takes away like an hour of my day. And I'm like, wow, that was very enlightening. And I laughed the entire time. And I love every second of it.
Well, thank you guys so much for inviting me on. This was great.
Yeah, man. We'll have to do something else. Maybe on Twitter related, but you know, maybe how you came to this idea. Like, I think that'd be a fun episode.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, would you like to throw out anything? You just did an episode with Liberty Lockdown. So I want to say everybody go listen to that.
Yes. Thank you. You can follow me on Twitter at @ace_archist. And, I also would say that, Scott Horn just released his new book and you guys should all go purchase that.
Yes. Go get Scott Horton's new book. What's it called? It's
Enough Already.
Yeah. Enough Already. Yes. I was going to say something else, but I knew it was Enough Already.
There's also Fool's Errand, which talks about Afghanistan, which was his previous one. So you should get that one too.
Yeah. If you haven't read that yet, go read that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then all the things that we talked about in this fucking podcast makes a lot more sense.
What's really funny is too, when Scott comes out with a new book, he's on like 40 different podcasts. And a lot of times he'll talk about the same thing, but I listen to all of them anyways.
Yeah, me too.
Every single one. Cause sometimes he'll get like a little bit more information about something and be like, oh, I love that. And
Yeah. So go listen to Scott Horn and don't listen to neocons. Don't do that to yourself. Ever do that to yourself.
No, absolutely not. Fuck the neocons.
Yeah, that's right.
Scott Horton was supposed to debate Bill Kristol.
I was going to go to that. Really? I'm so disappointed.
That's awesome. That would be such a good one. That would have been a really, really good one. But the damn COVID nonsense.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was funny that they praised him. And it's like, worse, we got Scott Horton, they got Bill Kristol, and they're supposed to go head to head. And I was like, fuck, man, that would have been such a good one.
That would have been in the biggest bomb we could drop on neoconservatism.
Just Scott Horn.
Just be like, they just dropped that debate because they talked about a couple debates. Man, even those debates that they talked about, I was just like, they don't have nothing on Scott Horton, man.
Nothing.
That dude is a G. And you told them, here's my source. And they wouldn't take it.
Right. That's right. Because that's not a real source, apparently.
Yeah, that's not a real source. That's devoted his life to this.
And they keep giving me the government, like the literal government papers on what like the official source is. It's like, okay, well, you know, don't you think this might be a little biased? But no, that never crosses their mind.
Yeah. And dude, next time just Afghan papers and you can just post it because they tell the fucking story. And it literally is the most damning document of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
Yeah.
And it shows it and it's all government documentation. There's no,
I mean, if they don't recognize blowback, which is a CIA CIA theory, then they're not going. I doubt they'll even admit.
That's true. I'm just gonna start sending Liberty Lockdown some Afghan papers and be like, hey, bring this up. or find CIA talking about blowback theory and be like, hey, bring this up, because they love the CIA apparently. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Be interesting. Well, thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I was honored to come on.
Man. Yeah, we'll have to do it again. And that's the fucking shit show. And thank you again for coming on.